Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, let me tell you what you're going to get with him today. Little MIA. And I don't mean Miami.
He's taking care of business.
TCB. Hey, Jonathan Kuminga banging the boards last night for the Warriors. We got to get into that.
Like he was hitting the glass or grabbing rebounds.
Somebody told me he had 6 rebounds in 14 minutes.
Well, you watched the game, did he?
Watched the first quarter and then the highlights. We got a lot to talk about Warrior-wise.
Talked about it on Saturday. It was awesome.
Let me guess. Most of the guests were high on the Warriors this year?
Or they were former Warriors, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked to Kalena, we had Zaza, Bonte stopped by, Tim Roy. It was awesome.
A lot of title talk?
No.
Really? Huh. You sure?
I was there. Yeah, I know, I'm pretty positive.
You might have been so locked in, you might have just been too focused.
No, I think the consensus is they got a puncher's chance. Not a lot of Draymonds in the building guaranteeing championships or outside. It was gotcha. A beautiful day. Seriously, come on.
I heard it was windy.
It's by the pier.
I'm just saying.
It's the city by the bay. Yes, there was some wind.
And I'm hearing the Seals were... part of the show? That's true.
Yeah, they've created some nice background noise. No, there was one part where apparently there was a ferry that just went right by us and you could just hear the horn going off.
Nice.
It was cool. There's a lot of great fans stopped by, a lot of young fans, a lot of Warriors gear out there as well. I mean, I think people are ready for Sunday, they're ready for the preseason game, but they're more locked in for October 21st, you know what I mean?
Who do they open up with? I don't even...
The Lakers.
Ooh.
Bronny James.
Here or there?
There.
Oof. They didn't... Of course, the Lakers didn't play anybody last night. And
oh, they did.
Okay. And we'll talk about that.
They played your favorite rotation piece.
Hey, did you see that follow dunk?
No, but I saw...
By Bronny? Yeah,
oh,
you didn't,
oh,
did
oh, now you like dunks. Oh, now oh, you it, like on, the ha-ha.
When it's an offensive rebound,
oh, now
yeah.
you like athleticism.
When it's an offensive rebound... Ha-ha. If you do the dirty work, you can have the flash.
Pat Spencer was talking to you last night.
Buried a three, too. Did you see that? He made a three.
Saw his 5 turnovers.
All right. Well, he's trying to make plays with his second unit, kind of like Brock Purdy. He's going to turn it over. Adam Schefter, ESPN, was on earlier today, and he was asked about Brock Purdy and Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. And he was asked about what's going on with the quarterback situation in San Francisco.
First of all, he's been unbelievable. And I think people were surprised at how well he's played. But the environment has elevated his performance. And there aren't a lot of people who would have thought on Thursday Night Football in front of Big Wit and Fitzy there that Mac Jones would have led that team to the victory that he did. But they've rebuilt him. They've reprogrammed him. And he's playing the way that they thought he would when he left Alabama, and they considered taking him. Like, they initially traded up with the idea that they were going to pick him and fell in love with Trey Lance along the process. Now Mac is back there playing exceptionally well. No, I still think it is absolutely Brock Purdy's job. I don't even think it's a question. Mac Jones did say the right things because I think that's the real situation right now where he's going to be in a situation where he's called upon when Brock's not playing, and he'll step in and play the way he did. It was fantastic. And he's got a 2-year contract. You know, so he's going to be there for a couple of years unless all of a sudden he's got value. But Brock Purdy, they just paid, and he's going to be the guy.
Adam Schefter talking about still Brock Purdy's team. I think we all know that. He did mention a word, though. Did you catch it?
No.
Did you catch the word?
Well, tell me which word I'm supposed to catch, Steiny.
I'll stop it after you catch the word.
Okay.
Personally, he's been unbelievable. And I think people were surprised at how well he's played, but the environment has elevated his performance.
The environment.
That's two words.
Environment. Interesting choice of words.
Oh,
no, it is. Because I think what he's talking about is how the team has, and I'm not saying they've discarded Brock Purdy. I'm not saying that at all. But man, it feels like what he's saying is this team loves what they saw out of Mac Jones, especially his toughness. And that win on Thursday, this team believes in him too. It feels like.
Oh, is that what you heard?
That is what I heard.
I heard him referring to, play it again and stop it right where you did.
Personally, he's been unbelievable. And I think people were surprised at how well he's played, but the environment has elevated his performance. And there aren't a lot of people who thought on Thursday Night Football in front of Big Wit. And
okay.
So we've established the environment is two words. The environment is just code word for another two words. Kyle Shanahan. That's who he's talking about. He's not talking about the San Francisco 49ers or Jed York or John Lynch or Jay Tonjes. He's talking about Kyle Shanahan. That's the environment that he's referring to, which I think is fair. He's never played quarterback for someone like Kyle Shanahan before. He's never had that sort of structure. And to Schefter's point, he's never had the environment.
Well, I feel like what he meant by the environment is that the way Mac Jones has gone about his business has created an environment around him that has his teammates believing that they can win with him. And I listen, I'm the first guy who'd love to come in here and say, that's stupid. That's BS. But you can't deny, right? Did you hear the way the Niners were talking about Mac Jones? And again, this is not, they want him to be their starter. It just feels like they're digging him right now, and what he did Thursday was very impressive to some of those guys on that team, and I think they're happy moving forward with either guy right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think they have to be, right? You haven't lost with the backup, but if there was a choice, like seriously, so if there was a choice among the 53 guys on that roster, you took a vote of which quarterback they would rather have play for them. Not just on Sunday, but like you're talking about the start, who they'd rather be the starting quarterback. You might get some that would say Mac Jones, but the majority, if not all, would say Brock Purdy.
And I believe you, but the question I would ask is Mac Jones or Brock Purdy this year? And what they've shown through two games, Purdy hasn't.
But you
had,
can't discount what Brock Purdy's already done.
No, but what I'm saying is, what I was talking about. If the team knows that Brock Purdy's not 100%, they'll feel fine with Mac Jones. I'm not saying that if Brock Purdy were 100%, they'd be like, no, let's go with Mac Jones. I just feel like they're fine with either one right now, and I think to a man in that locker room, they would say, don't bring Brock back until he's absolutely positively ready. We'll be fine with Mac Jones.
But I also think that they would tell you, especially the veterans, the guys that have played in NFC Championship games and the one Super Bowl with him, I think those guys would also tell you that this season and how far we go is dependent on Brock Purdy. That's why they would say keep him to the side and get him healthy, because they know that when he is 100%, he gives them a better shot to go further, to actually make something of this season, in my opinion, than Mac Jones. Like, Mac Jones is a good backup quarterback. He's the best one in the league right now. But he's a backup for a reason. And I think at some point, the other shoe is going to drop on Mac Jones. And who knows? It could be this weekend against Tampa Bay. But if you're one of those people that's like, well, Mac Jones should be the starter, Mac Jones has shown more, that's fine. I'm just letting you know that at some point the shoe is going to drop, the other shoe, on Mac Jones, and you're going to realize that Brock Purdy is the better quarterback.
I believe that probably is what's going to happen at some point. I I am not saying Mac Jones should take over the starting job for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm just, the only thing I'm saying is, I'm more worried about this turf toe for Purdy than any of his previous injuries. And so you got to wait to get him out there when he's healthy. And then ideally, when he comes back healthy, Mac Jones is still alive and upright, because I got to have somebody in waiting in the wings for Purdy kind of this year. That's all I'm saying. And so how do you keep him healthy if you have to play him? I don't have the answer to that question. Just that if he does get hurt, then it's all Purdy all the time, and we don't have a backup for that toe. Damien is in a dump truck. Damon, rather, is in a dump truck. Hey, Damon, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to say, man, I feel like there's a lot that's not being said about the whole situation. And the big thing is, we wouldn't even really be having this conversation or debate or, you know, Mac or Purdy if Purdy didn't have a terrible year last year. He stunk last year. I mean, last year he was bad. He had his moments, but he wasn't prime Purdy. And we really don't know if we're going to get prime Purdy back. We don't know if the league has adjusted to him and knows his habits, and now he's kind of in a box where it's harder for him to be prime Purdy than he was. Prime Purdy was great. But honestly, this first game of the season this year looked more like a continuation of Purdy from last year than prime Purdy from 23 and 22. So that's a big thing. And last year we said, oh, it was because he didn't have all of the players. He didn't have the cast, so that's why he did bad. And then this year it's, oh, well, he was injured. But, you know, Jones came in there. Yes, it's only a short sample, but Jones came in there and made it work with the smaller cast. The balls aren't floating in the air. Purdy kind of regressed and looked like Jimmy at his worst. And it's been a year of that, and the beginning of this year looked like more of that. So I think that's why you have this whole discussion and debate is of whether, you know, Purdy versus Mac. If it was prime Purdy, there would be no conversation. But honestly, we don't know if we're getting Purdy back. And I think everybody is just assuming that when he gets healthy, he's going to be playing like 22, 23 Purdy. That's not a guarantee. What if 100% healthy Purdy gets in there and doesn't look better than 90% Mac? You know what I mean? 95% Mac. So, I mean, what do we say about that?
I think that, and I'll just throw that out, Damon, because it feels like what you're saying is you like Brock Purdy 2 years ago. He didn't have a great year last year. He's off to a slow start this year, and he's banged up. I mean, what I hear from Damon is maybe we got to be careful that not that Brock Purdy's not the franchise quarterback, but what if he can't return to the form of 2 or 3 years ago? Then what do you do? I mean, obviously, I don't want to put this. I'm not frantic about Brock Purdy, but I have a little concern. I do have a little bit of concern because I didn't think he was great last year. I thought he was okay. And now if he's hurt this year and it's going to compromise his situation, I think it's okay to be worried about Brock Purdy. I do.
I mean, I'm more worried about his health than anything else. I think when he's upright, he's a good quarterback, but he's smaller. He's dealt with sort of nicks and bruises. But look, he's also been good when he has played hurt. I mean, can't forget his first season in Seattle. He played with a broken rib cage and beat Seattle in a short week to win the division. I think this injury has really hampered him, and that's why I'm cautious about it. But to say, okay, so Purdy regressed. Yeah, last year without Brandon Ayuk, without Ricky Pearsall for most of the year, without CMC for most of the year, with Trent Williams missing games, with a defense that absolutely stunk, with a coordinator that you now fired that you didn't know what he was doing, with the worst special teams literally in the NFL, yeah, Brock Purdy looked pretty bad when the rest of the Niners also looked like absolute garbage. Like, Brock Purdy did not have a good season, but let's not make it out to be like the Niners of last year, went 6-11 solely because of Brock Purdy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Devin. He's in an Uber. What's up, Devin? How you doing, man?
Yo.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going, man? How you guys doing?
It's going well, man. Thank you.
I do want to say, what's the word, E-Man? And shout out, Goo. I hope Goo good. But the last caller kind of took a little bit of what I was going to say. You know, I just wanted to bring this up. It looks like I... So, to E's point, right, last year, Purdy didn't have this, right? Which is what everybody was saying nationally. Everybody was saying Purdy thrives when he has the gold and the diamonds, right? But we wanted to see how he would look without.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That right, and so we saw what that was last year, and he was a solid quarterback. He's not elite. He's not even super great, but he's solid. He's not trash. Very much the same situation. If anything, he has experience not having Ayuk, right? Not having Debo, the production that he had a couple years ago. Christian McCaffrey not being what he was a few years back. You see what I'm saying? Injuries to the line, like injuries to the defense. This shouldn't be something new, right? And so what I'm saying is that there's enough film out there where Purdy isn't the guy that can do more with less. But Mac is putting together something, you know, a little bit of footage that he can do more with less. And so I'm wondering, well, hell, if Mac can do more with less, what can he do with more?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And if you can get him at a cheaper clip, now you're looking at it and you're saying, and I'm not saying they're going to trade Purdy. I don't want to push that, you know. But when I'm looking at this and I say, well, if you can get Mac at a cheaper cost and the same production, because in my eyes, Mac and Purdy are the same tier. They're different quarterbacks at the same level. And you know, if you can save money now when Bosa's out, you can afford to go after, you know, and spend, you know, more of your purse. Now when this guy's out, you can help the team more. I'm looking at it like Purdy had his time and he's good, and he very well may still be QB1. But I think moving forward, with especially with this injury to conclude it, I think Matt got to be a QB1. I'm tired of it being who's week to week. I think Max should just be the guy, rest Purdy up, because worst-case scenario, Brock Purdy, who has starter experience, could be the backup if Mac gets hurt. And that's a lovely situation for Niners fans. So how do you guys feel about that?
I did think to myself, and thanks for the call, Devin, you know, why's Mac Jones been able to do what he's done without Kittle, Jennings, and Pearsall for the most part? I mean, he has. Like, he's won without his first-string receivers, essentially, right, in a few of those games. Like,
well, I would also argue he's got a built-in chemistry with Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Were you holding that against him?
No, yeah. No. So when Jennings and Pearsall comes back, is Kendrick Bourne still going to be the one?
Oh, he may be. With Mac Jones, because Mac knows how to utilize him.
You know what? It sounds like to me a lot of 49ers fans want this. Let's just run the backups out there every single game because they're better than the starters. Okay, how come we're doing this then? If Mac Jones is better as good as Brock Purdy, how come Kendrick Bourne's not as good as Ricky Pearsall? Why aren't we doing that? Why isn't Kendrick Bourne the number one receiver when Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings are healthy? Hurt. When they're healthy, why is Kendrick Bourne not the number one wide receiver?
Because Pearsall's better.
Oh, wait, but that doesn't apply to the quarterback.
Well, maybe they think Kyle's making a mistake at quarterback.
When
possibly.
Well, I mean, he can't come back this season because he's out. But you know, they got some pressure. Why not just? I mean, next season. Like, why do you need Nick Bosa? His backup's better than him. They still won without him. You know what I'm saying? Sam Okwuanu is still giving you great production at the DN position. You won the game. Short week, tough opponent. We should just make Sam Okwuanu the starting defensive end next season when Nick Bosa is healthy. I'm just saying. Like, if these guys are just as good as their replacements, why don't they start when they're healthy?
Because Kyle Shanahan...
He doesn't know talent.
...makes the depth chart.
Kyle Shanahan doesn't know what he's doing is what it sounds like a lot of people are saying. And I'd like to give Kyle the benefit of the doubt that he does.
All right, so you don't like Mac Jones. It's fine.
I think Mac Jones should start this Sunday. I think he should start until he loses a game to allow Brock Purdy to heal.
Oh, so now Brock Purdy's injury timetable is on Mac Jones' success, lack of success meter.
I mean, why rush him back if you're winning games?
I just don't know the difference between rushing a guy back and playing him when he's finally ready. I don't know what that timetable is, but I'll tell you right now, if Mac Jones wins Sunday, you just keep giving him more and more rest?
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's what everyone wants anyways. By the way, Brock Purdy, week one in Seattle?
Yes.
Did he not do more with less than last?
Well, one more time.
Did he not do more with less against Seattle?
Who?
Brock Purdy.
Got lucky late. Oh, boy.
Mac Jones didn't get lucky against the Cardinals. They won by a point.
Yeah, but he orchestrated.
But they won the game. I'm just saying. Oh, he didn't get lucky when Kyron Williams fumbled at the goal line? He didn't get lucky that the Rams missed a field goal, had an extra point blocked? We don't do that with Mac Jones, but we do it with Brock Purdy.
Purdy got lucky. Win. That's why.
Yeah, and all Brock Purdy did is win until last season, but we were still doing the same thing.
Well, that's right. So maybe we give Mac Jones a whole season to fail like Purdy did last year.
Sure. And, you know, in fact, let's make him the starting quarterback the rest of the year. Just skip Brock Purdy and his $50 million of the future a year off. Just give him a year off and let's see what happens.
It's a little bit interesting.
It feels very Jimmy Garoppolo-ish what we're doing with Mac Jones right now. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think one of the reasons we are doing it is because Brock's hurt.
Yeah.
And... Listen, if Mac Jones had lost that game to the Rams, you know, 27-17, which you could say they could have, we'd want Purdy on Sunday, I would imagine.
If what?
If the 49ers had lost to the Rams, you know, 27-17.
No, I think people would still be calling for Mac Jones.
Really?
Yeah, well, they weren't supposed to be in that game, to be fair. I mean, they were, what, 8.5-point dogs?
Yeah, you're going to hate this. Adding to that, Mac Jones elevates his teammates. Brock needs his teammates to elevate him. I mean...
Is that how you feel, Steiny?
How do I feel? You know, I am I'm wondering, not that Brock Purdy's regressed or any of that.
I think he's the same.
Well, and I'm wondering if, how about this is another, maybe he's hit his limit. This is who he is.
What is he?
The quarterback he's been for the last two years plus.
A guy that's been to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl?
Well, when do we put the more recent past and make that more important than the past? In other words, why is last year less important than the previous year? It was more recent.
People are having buyer's remorse. That's okay. What's going on right now with Brock Purdy.
Do you think that's the case? Should I throw it out?
100%. That's what people are. That's what we've heard.
Let me just do this. Hey, Ken, if you're a Niners fan, would you be having buyer's remorse on, or at least doubts?
Hey, Sonny, how about we start with you? If you were in that position, would you have?
I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned with Brock Purdy. Yes, I'll admit it. I am. Now, is it buyer's remorse? That would mean, Steiny, would you not do it if you had it to do over again? And I'll just say it. Yeah, probably. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't have paid him?
Probably not. If I would, like, I may have Mac Jones as our starter for the next 2 years at $8 million. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Wow.
I mean, who's a better value? Brock at, well, Brock's still under his old. We'll get more into it on the other side. But you think, are we having buyer's remorse? That's the way to put it, about Brock Purdy. I'm not having remorse. I'm having, I'm just a little worried. Yeah, I'm worried. It's okay to be worried about a quarterback. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibbs coming up at 2 o'clock. Now back to Steiny and Goo. Steiny and Goo. You're having a great show today, guys. Keep it going.
Shows you what you know, Willard. He's not even here today. Guru, that is.
Oh, I thought you meant Willard.
No, Evan Giddings in for Guru. I'll tell you why. Boy, I got accosted during the break. Unbelievable.
Was it about your shoes?
Flat out accosted.
Was it about your feet?
Those clogs?
For people who don't know, so you got a wonderful gift from, was it both your daughters, all three?
Yeah.
Birkenstocks. They're very fancy. So last week you wore your Birkenstocks with socks.
Right.
And you heard about it from, you know, people around the office. So today you wore your Birkenstocks with no socks. So I can see your feet.
You can see the heel. That's about it.
No. But earlier, in our pre-show meeting, you put your feet up. You put them up on the wall. You put them up on the table. That's a flag. That's a penalty, Steiny, and you only get five. So you got four to play with. Please don't do that again.
So moving on, we got a producer here who I was going to say is getting a little too big for his britches, but he is 6'8 already. So apparently Carter Chickering, one of my favorites here, used to be, comes in and he's going to tell me what's a fair question and what's not a fair question. And he said, I have a question that's just unfair. It can't be asked.
Well, he's a producer, weighs in.
I just trying to start a conversation. And next thing I know, like I said, I got Jim accosted, the political reporter. I said, well, who would you rather have, Purdy at 45 or Mac Jones at 8? And Carter comes bursting into the studio. You can't ask that. That's not a fair question. What do you mean? That's not how football works.
That's not how football works.
I know how football works, but that doesn't mean I can't ask a question. And the reason he didn't want me to ask the question is because he's afraid of the answer, which is most people would take Mac Jones at 8.
I think most people would, yeah.
But that's not football.
Well, it's not. I mean, starting quarterbacks make what Brock Purdy makes, and backup quarterbacks make what Mac Jones makes.
How about this one from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line? Had they drafted Mac Jones, Brock Purdy would have never been the quarterback here.
Now, that's a great hypothetical.
That Mac Jones would be the starter and would be better than Brock.
Or, after a couple years, just like... So, Mac Jones, his rookie season in New England wasn't bad. You know, people make that out all the time. He put up the same numbers that Brock Purdy did last year, but, you know, neither here nor there. He had a great rookie season, Pro Bowl, made the playoffs with the Patriots, and since then has just completely fallen off a cliff. Now, he hasn't had the environment that we discussed earlier that he has now in Santa Clara, but I don't know. Do you think that if he had been drafted by Kyle Shanahan that he would still be the starter and Brock Purdy wouldn't be around?
That's a great question.
See,
what do you think?
I think one of the reasons...
I think it's possible.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think that the reason why Brock Purdy is the quarterback is also because the guys in front of him got hurt.
True.
You know, if Trey Lance... I don't know. I think eventually they probably would have moved off of him because he didn't show himself to be that great. But who knows? Jimmy Garoppolo's problem is that he was injury prone. And honestly, to answer the question from before the break, the fair one, not the unfair one, about... Is there concern about Purdy? My answer would be yes, but it doesn't have to do with, is he a good quarterback? I'm just worried that he is someone who could get hurt because he's smaller. You know, but it's like, Steiny, would you consider Joe Burrow injury prone?
I'd have to look at the numbers.
Okay, so his rookie year, he tore his ACL. His fourth season, 2 years ago, he missed 7 games. And then this year, he's going to miss at least 7 more games with a turf toe. So 3 of his 6 seasons, half of his seasons in the NFL, and Joe Burrow's awesome, one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league, no doubt. Half of his time in the NFL has been spent in an injured season.
10, 16, 16, 10, 17, 2. He's getting there.
Well, 2 is this year, so.
Right.
He'll probably play more than 2. Okay?
Right, but he's going to play 8 or 10.
You got to stop being distracted.
I'm not distracted. I'm just saying, he's getting to injury prone, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would, but I'd still want him as my quarterback because when he's healthy, he's incredible. Brock Purdy's obviously not as good as Joe Burrow, but that's kind of my point is I'm not worried about the quarterbacking part as much as I am about if he can stay upright. You know?
I hear you. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, I was just throwing it around to Evan on, you know, why there seems to be,
you know, a lot of noise about Mac Jones and Evan's saying that, you know, he thinks some fans might be having buyer's remorse on Brock Purdy. And I thought that was kind of strong. If I were a Niner fan, I wouldn't have buyer's remorse, but I would be concerned about Brock Purdy. There's something about Brock Purdy that I'm concerned with, and it's halfway between injuries and halfway between performance. And I also think, you know, it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing. You brought up you're concerned about his injuries. Like, I'm worried too about his injuries, because not just that his injuries will keep him out of games, but if his injuries hamper his performance, like, he's not a great enough quarterback to overcome that. And that's another reason why I think people may have questions about Brock Purdy right now. He's also hurt this year, and last year he didn't have as good a year as the previous two. So where are we? I think it's, I wouldn't say buyer's remorse, but I would say I'm a little worried about Brock Purdy. I am.
I think anytime your quarterback doesn't win games, you feel concerned about him. I think so. I mean,
like, would you feel better right now about Brock Purdy than Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's some people right now that are saying that Dak Prescott is better than Brock Purdy. And it's because he's put up better numbers and he's played and his team has maybe achieved a bit more than we thought. But, like, I would rather have Brock Purdy. I also think it's interesting, too, that when we talk about that, no one, you know, you throw up, hey, would you rather have Brock Purdy 45 or 50, whatever it is? Would you rather have Mac Jones at 8? Well, but no one's ever going to tell you, oh, I'd rather have Dak Prescott. Okay, would you rather have Dak Prescott at 70 or Brock Purdy at 50? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I just think that right now, and look, I could be wrong, but I just feel like there is such a recency bias towards Mac Jones because of what he's done, admittedly, without a ton of help around him, and this team has won 3 games. And the lasting image of Brock Purdy was him throwing the ball into harm's way against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's what I think.
I do agree that the way it's happened is a big part of it, no doubt about it. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Marin. What's going on, Jeff? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. Sure. So a couple things quickly. In terms of the environment, both positions are reconcilable. The environment is Shanahan, but it's also the playmakers around him and the system. In terms of Purdy versus Jones, I think a lot of fans out there got a very short-term memory of what Brock is capable of and what he can do. I mean, think about the Detroit game that he came back in. Think about the Packers game he came back in. He's clearly more athletic than Jones, and I don't mean to take anything away from Mac Jones. He's looked way better than I thought. The other thing that I think is being overlooked, I think Shanahan tends to want to be a conservative coach, but what he's in dire straits, he opens up the offense. Look at the plays in the first half of that game against the Rams. That was like reminiscent of a Bill Walsh-style offense. And when Purdy first came on the scene, we were never throwing the ball into the end zone. Purdy's first series, he gets him down within the red zone. First play, or at least, was a strike into the end zone for a touchdown. So I really think this is something where, you know, I think – if you open up the offense when Purdy returns, you're going to have much better production on offense. And the only other point I would make is, you know, after the strip by Alfred Collins and we get the ball on our own 1 yard line, and there's like a 130 left in the game, You need to pick up a first down to end the game, to win the game. And what does Kyle do? 3 runs into the line, he goes, well, I'm trying to get the Rams to lose their timeouts. But if you're punting out of the end zone, you're essentially giving them, you know, a winning position on the field. And that's where I think he gets too conservative. Sure, try to run, but then go play action. Try to pick up that first down. Think about winning the game, not just running timeouts. But again, I'd be curious to see what you think. Because again, I was blown up by the offense in the first half. Lots of passing, setting up the run by short passing game. They should go back to that.
Appreciate it, Jeff. I didn't have a huge problem with the three running plays deep in your own territory. I thought it might have been a great time to take a gamble because, you know, you were playing undermanned all night, and maybe that's the time where you go for the first down and try to put it all away. But however he played it, it ended up working out. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Anybody having buyer's remorse on Brock Purdy? I'm not there yet, but I'm...
But you're concerned.
I am concerned.
I mean, that's kind of like, isn't that one of the same, though? I think it's too early for it. It's been two games since you gave him a contract.
Well, I'm not looking.
It hasn't even kicked in yet.
I'm not looking at it as two games. I'm putting last year in there.
Well, then why does the year before not count?
Because it's less recent.
But that's some timey, Steiny.
No, it's not.
You're only looking at last season. You're not looking at the years before in which he was good.
Right. Because I think the most recent version of Purdy is the most relevant. Like, I'm not saying he can't be a good quarterback. He's been a good quarterback for the Niners.
So in the one game that the one game he was healthy this year, he led you to a victory in a game-winning drive on the road in Seattle. And then the game that he was hurt, he looked horrible. So, like, I'm just saying, like, you're cooking the books.
How do you figure?
Because
you're honest.
No, you're only taking into account what you want to take into account, which is the bad team that he quarterbacked for last year.
Well, I mean, this is an example, but I don't like what the fact that the Warriors won it in 2022. That to me doesn't mean anything in 2025.
No, but they've made the playoffs and won a playoff series two of the last 3 years.
Right. And the 49ers coming off a tough year, and Brock was a little bit down.
And now,
I'm saying, are you going to try to talk me out of being worried about Purdy?
No, I'm just saying I think it's a little early. You got to allow him to play out the season, don't you?
Of course. Yes. And that's why my concern about Purdy's not just a game here or a game there. There are a lot of people out there that, well, I don't know if there are a lot.
I mean, this defense this season is also a lot better than the defense was last year. This special teams unit is better than it was last year. There's other parts of this football team that are improved, in my opinion. You also have Christian McCaffrey, who's on pace to touch the ball 450 times this year. And he's managed to stay healthy through four games. I wonder if Mac Jones would win all three of those games if he didn't have Christian McCaffrey, which was the situation, the set of circumstances that Brock Purdy had to operate with for the majority of last year. And in one of those games, Brock Purdy got hurt in the first quarter. Christian McCaffrey did.
888-957-9570. I think the term is great, buyer's remorse. That's just a touch strong for me. But, I mean, when they signed it, when they signed Brock Purdy, I mean, at the end of the day, I was thinking, well, I guess they had to do it. And I feel like the decision the Niners make is kind of like how Willard looks at it. You got to pay somebody, and he was the guy, and they paid him. It's like, okay, here's what I think. There are a lot of quarterbacks that have gotten paid. He's going to end up being one of them that either, you know, emerges just under the big four, or maybe people are going to talk about him like they talk about other high-paid quarterbacks that might just be run-of-the-mill. You know, I mean, he's had more success than Tua, obviously, and he's had more success than Trevor Lawrence, but maybe he's in that group when it's all said and done, and he took advantage of having a great team around him.
Perhaps. I mean, it just, so what, the strategy for the San Francisco 49ers should be draft a quarterback every single year and just roll over with a bunch of guys that Kyle Shanahan's going to get the best out of? So you can
spend money
on other positions and then put together a bunch of great skills. In that way, you just, like, the San Francisco 49ers should never pay a quarterback?
Well, no. Well, I okay.
Isn't the goal of drafting a quarterback to find one that you eventually want to lead your franchise?
Okay, and what I would say, just to play devil's advocate, is this is year nine for Shanahan, and he's treated Brock Purdy got paid. That's one step about being the franchise quarterback. The other step is he's got to be one, and I think they paid Garoppolo. They realized he couldn't be one. Injuries, performance. And we may, I think we're at the same spot in a way, maybe not quite as far, where maybe the 49ers are going to have to make that same decision about Purdy at some point. And you say it's too early. That's fair.
It's been two games since they paid him.
Well, since they paid him, I'm more concerned with the last year. Like, I can't wipe last year out because it happened before he got the contract. I'm looking at a quarterback who's now quarterback 3 years. Two of them were good. One of them was so-so, and now he's kind of banged up. Like, Garoppolo got banged up, and that was a big part of it.
Yeah, and if Brock Purdy turns out to be an injury-prone quarterback, then I understand why they would move off of him. But to me, there hasn't been enough that he's done to say that this guy is not who should be leading your football team.
Didn't say that. I said,
but you're worried about it, and that's okay. Like, you can stand on it. That's fine.
I am. Between his performance and the injuries, I think it's within the realm of possibility. We could be talking about him like Garoppolo in a year or so.
Well,
that's
all I'm saying. It's within the realm of possibility. But what I hear from a lot of people is it's not within the realm of possibility for Brock Purdy to lead this football team back to a place where he did prior. That's all I'm hearing. Like, seriously, it just doesn't feel like people are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt that he can be a good quarterback for this football team that has rebuilt its defense, that is getting contributions from older players, that is mixing in some younger guys, along with a great play caller in Kyle Shanahan, with a remade special teams unit that can't find some way to make a run this season and win a playoff game. It's almost like we're back to being it's almost like it's Super Bowl or bust with this football team, and Mac Jones is the best option to help lead this team back to where it couldn't go before. Like, because we saw Brock Purdy not be able to quarterback this football team to the playoffs last year, in which a whole hell of a lot more, by the way, happened wrong than has happened so far this year, that because of that, Mac Jones is now the leader of this team and he should get the reins.
No, I'm not saying that right now.
That's what we've been hearing today. Mac Jones should be QB1.
Is that what we're hearing?
We've literally heard it from two people.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying that things change in the NFL. And I mean, if Brock Purdy's injury turns out to be a longer term thing, then they got Mac Jones. If not, like, I don't know if I want, like, if they shut Purdy down for 3 or 4 weeks, does that worry you more injury wise for him? Or it's just one thing that they unfortunately lingered. And that's, I guess what I'm saying is, are you worried about Brock Purdy's durability?
Well, I am that he's got a turf toe. Yeah, that's why I would sit him this weekend. That's why I would give him as much time as he needs to get healthy, because he's already re-aggravated it once, and I do not want to see him re-aggravate it, pardon me, again.
888-957-9570. Let's go to Ed in Petaluma. Hey, Ed, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Doing well, thank
awesome,
you.
Man. What's up?
Okay, so I looked on about turf toe over the weekend, and you can go back to Patrick Willis. It ended his career. So I would think the 49ers, who just paid a big contract to Brock Purdy, would let him rest till he's 100%. Because if he aggravates it and has surgery, the odds are he won't come back, and he'll never play again. So that's just my point on the turf toe.
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, I guess that's one thing that's happened through five games, is there's nobody who's saying if you need to shut Brock down for 4 weeks, don't do it because the season's at stake. Like, I think everybody would agree with that at this point in terms of playing it safe with Brock Purdy. I do think Mac Jones has allowed you to do that at least a little bit.
Yeah, I think that Brock Purdy should rest up. I mean, I thought it was an iffy decision to play against Jacksonville. You know, he's supposed to be out for a minimum of 2 weeks, and then he was in the, and he was limited. And you know, I do the pregame show, I do the kickoff show with Lowe every single Sunday. It's like he's told me how he's told me how bad these injuries can get. He's told me what it was like looking at Antonio Gates' toe in the locker room when he had turf toe that caused him to miss 7 games in 2010. Like, so I do believe it's a serious injury. I don't know if it's career threatening the way it was for Patrick Willis, who, you know, was obviously didn't play after it, but I think it's serious enough that after just a couple of weeks, like, he clearly goes back and re-aggravates it. He was not 100% in that football game. Watching that football game, he should not have played, I believe.
Well, that's the one thing we found out. Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy when Brock Purdy has turf toe.
Yes. That doesn't mean that he's a better quarterback when they're both healthy, I think.
Right. And that's why he's got to get healthy. And how much time do you take? This is from your boy, the boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. See, now this, I don't like this. It's from a buddy of mine, Zucci. Steiny sounds like he's on the ropes. Answer the question, Steiny. Stop stuttering. No, it's very simple. It's very simple. I'm not saying that Brock Purdy's not the franchise quarterback. I'm just saying I'm worried about him. And we got a guy backing him up. Like, stop pretending like this is a new situation for the Niners. They haven't had, they haven't really had quarterback stability under Kyle Shanahan, and now something's happened that's clicking up the meter on the quarterback situation. We've had this happen in the past with Kyle. 888-957-9570. Evan, answer the question. Anybody having buyer's remorse about Brock Purdy? And keep in mind, that's the kind of question, Evan, while I love it, it's the kind of question that could get Willard in here during the crossover.
I'm sure he's listening.
By the way, I was thinking about when Willard comes in and he's like in one of those moods, maybe we should call it the crossover. The crossover.
I'll give you a 4.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Let's see. Where are we? Head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Evan today. But you can see Guru other days by searching 957. While you're there, download and subscribe for all of our great content at 957 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.